Welcome to the weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest updates in the insurance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's get up to speed with the top stories from this past week. First off, HCF, the nonprofit health fund, broadened its portfolio with a deeper partnership with Allianz. Previously focused solely on travel insurance, the two have now come together to include home and motor insurance products. This move was driven by HCF's understanding of its members' needs, found that affordable insurance topped the list for those aged 25 and over. With an eye on current cost of living pressures, these comprehensive and flexible options will certainly benefit the nearly 2 million members served by HCF. In another significant development, Suncorp is taking substantial steps towards economic equity with its third Reconciliation Action Plan, or RAP. Set to run until 2026, Suncorp hopes to open up more economic opportunities for First Nations people, focusing on providing tailored insurance solutions. This landmark plan reaffirms Suncorp's longstanding commitment to reconciliation and economic equity for Indigenous Australians. From the world of claims, an interesting ruling took place recently where a homeowner won their ground movement damage claim against Hollard Insurance. When a water main leak caused damage to their property, Hollard disputed their claim initially. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, sided with the homeowner, underscoring the importance of independent reviews in insurance disputes. Finally, turning to QBE, they've been making some notable changes to their claims processes after the lessons learned from the Australian floods back in 2022. A major element in their strategy is the introduction of a property health check program. With it, experts are deployed to perform a thorough assessment of complex residential claims. QBE's also brought in geospatial technology, first tested during Cyclone Jasper, to make commercial claims processing faster and more efficient. And that wraps up our weekly insurance news wrap. As always, you can find more information on these stories and our range of personal and business insurance services on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. See you next Friday with more updates from the Australian insurance industry.